spirituality is not a way of living in the sense of conducting oneself outwardly in relationship to other people, but it is a state of being, a word with which everyone is familiar, but the meaning of which is not clear to most people, because everybody has heard the words being and doing, and merely because you are familiar with the words God, freedom, immortality, etc., it does not mean that the meaning of these words are clear to the minds of people. Spirituality is a state of being. But a doubt will arise in the mind, is it also not doing something? Is it only being? Because we have heard from many people that spirituality implies also intense unselfish activity, and the more you become spiritual, the more is your capacity to work, the more you become capable of doing unselfish service, so that spirituality is also doing instead of merely being. Such doubt can come in the minds of people. So how do you say that spirituality is a state of being rather than doing? This doubt arises because one is not clear as to the real meaning of being or doing. We are brought up from our very childhood in an atmosphere of social relationship, and we cannot get out of this prejudice. We should call it a prejudice. Prejudice means a state of attitude which has entered into our very blood and which influences every thought of ours, every feeling, and everything that we do in life. It is at the background of everything that we think and feel and act. That is called a prejudice. It has no logical basis. A prejudiced person cannot be logically converted into a new line of thinking, because already there is a predisposition to a particular way of thinking on account of the atmosphere in which one has been brought up. Now, when I say prejudice, I do not mean merely the conditions in which you have been brought up in this particular life, because you had many lives in previous incarnations. You must have taken thousands of births, and all the impressions of your thoughts and feelings and actions of millions and millions of births that you have taken add to the prejudice of your thinking, so that what you are thinking today is a cumulative effect of all that you have thought and felt and done in many, many births through which you have passed. Do you understand what I am saying? But this prejudice has become a part of our nature. It is not merely a psychological function in the ordinary sense of the term. It is something that cannot be separated from our own skin. Our very existence is a prejudice. Now, this peculiar trait of ours has a meaning which is deeper than ordinary human conduct. the basis of this externalized, socialized attitude is the primary prejudice of the mind, which is called the concept of space, time and cause. This is your main prejudice, that I am an Indian, I am a German, and I am a man and a woman. It is a minor prejudice, but a major prejudice is that I am in space and in time, and I am in a system of causal relations. That is a higher prejudice. Nobody can get out of this prejudice. Whatever be your extent of knowledge, whatever be the depth of your genius, you cannot get out of the idea that you are in space and you are in time and things are connected in some sort of a causal relation. Not only that, that things are outside you. Now, I am again coming to the point of the difference between being and doing. Why this peculiar notion of the distinction between being and doing has arisen is because you have a distinction between yourself and other people in the world. There is a distinction drawn between yourself and others. You are not I and I am not you. This is something very simple to understand. Inasmuch as my existence, which is or my being, is different from the being of other people, I have a necessity to develop a relationship with other people. This is called doing. So necessity of doing arises on account of my not being one with others and others not being one with me. If I am they and they are I, the question of doing does not arise because there is nothing to be done. But it is not true. I am not they and they are not I. You are different people and I am a different person. You have a being of your own, you exist. And I have a being of my own and I exist. But my being is different from your being, isn't it? But what is the connection between my being and your being? That connection is called action. That's why you do something and I do something. So, we have the original doubt in the mind of there being a fundamental difference between being and doing. As long as we are different from one another, there shall be a difference between being and doing. You cannot get out of this notion. This is also the reason for the philosophical distinction that people make between knowledge and activity, or in Indian Sanskrit parlance, jnana and karma, as they call it. There is a tremendous fight, philosophical fight you may call it, between jnana and karma, whether knowledge is superior or action is superior. All these difficulties have arisen on account of a fundamental error in understanding human situation itself. Whether knowledge is superior or action is superior, this question arises from the another question, whether I am one with you or I am different from you. If I am different from you, really speaking, then action cannot be avoided. It is superior in its own way. But if there is some sort of a connection between you and me, what is that connection? Now you are sitting there, so many yards away from me. Do you see any connection between you and me? I can see no connection. There is no wire connecting you to me, no thread, nothing is there. Absolutely, we are different from one another. Absolutely. Even little connection is not there between you and me. If that is the case, it would be very difficult to live in this world. Because on one side, we have a compulsive feeling that there is some connection between ourselves and others. On the other side, we cannot see any connection visibly. And that is why we are fighting with people. Every day you can fight with me and I can fight with you. I disagree with you and you disagree with me. I do not like you and you do not like me. Why this situation arises? Because you cannot see any connection with me and I cannot see any connection with you. It cannot be seen. Well, it is very practical truth. What is the connection? He is sitting there. What link is there between you and me? Absolutely nothing. So I can do anything to you and you can do anything to me. This is called war, battle, social tension. And this cannot stop as long as we have a feeling that we are not connected but with, among ourselves. But there is another peculiar trait in us which makes us feel it cannot be like that. Why do I feel a sympathy for him? Why do I feel a pity for him? Why do I feel like speaking to him? Why do I feel like helping him? Why do I feel like having some kind of a social relationship with him, if absolutely there is no connection between you and him? Anything, do you understand me? Anything that is not really connected with another thing cannot have a sympathy for that thing. Sympathy means connection. It is not merely a psychological word, it is also a philosophical word. Sympathy means relationship and rapport. Some kind of a invisible connection. Even if you are far, far away, 1,000 miles away from me, you can bear a relationship with me, you can think of me. And sometimes thoughts establish a greater relation than even physical relation. So one side we have got a feeling that without some sort of relationship with others we cannot exist. Another side we have a feeling, what connection we have got with people? I am an independent person. I will go anywhere I like. Sometimes people speak like that. What have I to do with you? What do you think I am? This is the quarrelsome attitude of people. When you are angry, you speak like that, isn't it? What do you think I am? I will do this and that. I will go from this place. Oh, you talk anything that you like. This is the outcome of your other side of nature, which makes you wrongly think that you have no connection with the people. If you have real connection with the people, you will not speak like that. What do you think I am? Like that you will never say. If there is real connection. But you have sometimes a feeling there is no connection. But other side you feel miserable when you are absolutely alone. I will lock you up in a room for 3 years. Though you may not see any human face. You will feel very unhappy. I have no friends. I cannot see anybody. I am as if in a jail. Why do you feel like that? If you have absolutely no connection with the people, you must be happy when you are absolutely alone. But that is not true. You will be miserable. You will be miserable. You go to the shop, you go to the market, you go to the cinema, you go to all sorts of people to establish a relationship, making it appear that you cannot exist without relation. So human life is a tension between two aspects which pull you from two different directions. On one side, you feel that you are an independent person. And that is the reason why you become selfish sometimes. Selfishness is due to the reason that occasionally we feel we are independent and no connection with other people. So we can exploit other people, we can destroy other people also. I am independent. Why should I not destroy other people? I have no connection. But sometimes you feel this is very wrong. I should not do like that. You have a humanitarian feeling. You have a feeling of brotherhood and unity with people. This double attitude of your nature is the cause of your sorrow. Why is it that you have a double attitude? Sometimes you feel that you are different and therefore you can get angry. Sometimes you feel you are one and therefore you feel that it's a sense of affection. The reason is simple. Again, I am coming to the original point of the distinction between being and doing. Which has risen out of the central natural prejudice of your being in space, time and a causal relationship of things. Are you in space? Are you in time? If you are in space, it means that you are disconnected from others. Because space is nothing but a way of disconnecting one thing from another thing. It is because of space that you appear to be different from me. Otherwise, what is the distinction? If there is no space between us, we will merge into one. isn't it? But that space prevents us from merging. So space is the primal devil, we can call it, which has created the distinction of thought, feeling, action, etc. The attempt at being spiritual is the effort of the deepest reality of your nature to come to manifestation and overcome this prejudice of your being in space, time and causal relationship. That you are in space, time and cause is an error of thought. If that had been the ultimate truth of things, all the problems of life would have been finished in a minute. Each one would have thought that anything can be done by anyone. There is no need for rule, law, regulation, government or anything of the kind. Any kind of system, any kind of methodology or organization is an indication that things are not really disconnected in space and time. Why do you want a government? Why do you want a system of working at all? Why should there be any kind of organization if everything is disconnected? Because organization is the bringing together of factors which are apparently different. But if they are really different, you cannot bring them together. So all your effort will be a failure. Everything will be meaningless in this life. But that is not what our heart speaks. It says there is some unity among things and it is always the speak of organization and methodology of working and system and order and law and rule and what not. Why are you speaking about these things if everything is disconnected? So, the whole of human life is a drama of two scenes, being and doing. Being is what you are, doing is what you try to manifest in order that this being may become more and more complete. Why do you do anything? Why do you act? Why do you work? Why do you perform any function? And why do you establish a relationship with anything in the world, people or other things? Because your being is limited. You have a Professor Jack being and this Elizabeth being and all that, small beings. And they feel so finite and miserable. And you want to expand your being, which you are trying to do by connecting yourself with other beings. He, this being, that being and hundreds of beings. So with many beings joined together, it looks as if the being has become very large. So you feel happy when you are in the midst of many friends and many well-wishers. So that if you have world government without any army of nationals, you will be very happy perhaps. You have a feeling like that. Why should there be many nations and many armies? There should be one government only for the whole world. Then you feel more secure. Why you feel like that? Because at that time, you have a sensation of having united many beings into a larger unity. Whereas now you feel limited being. So even your doing or your action is only a need felt for expanding being. So ultimately being is the truth and not doing. Because your doing is only for the sake of being. Your present being is insufficient, it is limited, it is physical, it is only in one place, cut off from other people, other beings, by space, time, etc. You want to expand that being, but you are doing it in an inadequate manner, merely because you shake hands with people, merely because you take tea with people on the same table, merely because you speak to people in a conference, it does not mean that your being has become large. However much you may try to sit together with thousands of people and have a friendly attitude towards them, still they are they, you are you. One day or other they will fight one another. Why? This is an artificial method of bringing about the largeness of being or the unity of people. How can you become one with that person? You can sit on his lap, you can sit on his head, even then you are different from that person, isn't it? That is why mere sociological, political, economic and external methods of unity have failed from historical times. All the great empires have fallen, including the Roman Empire, Egyptian Empire, Assyrian, Babylonian, everything has gone to dust. Because these were all erroneous methods attempted by people with a pious motive, no doubt, for bringing about a unity which cannot be brought about by merely piling of particulars. The joining of people into a social unity is only a grouping of particulars into a heap. And that is not real unity. What you are trying is to have a single being ultimately. All your beings should join together into a single being, like a single ocean having all the drops within it. You cannot see many drops in the ocean, though there are many drops. They are all one only. The whole ocean is one drop only, ultimately. Isn't it? It is a big drop. But you cut these small drops. You cannot separate them. But if you join many stones or sand particles together, you cannot call it a single unity. Each sand particle is different from other sand particles. So our joining together socially, politically, economically and externally is something like trying to join millions of sand particles together. They will never join. Sand particles are different from one another in spite of their being in one basket. So spirituality, now I am coming to the original point of what I said, spirituality is not mere social relationship. Though many people think it is also a part of spirituality. It can manifest itself as social relationship later on, but itself is not identical with it. Spirituality is the consciousness of being. In Sanskrit we call it Sat. Sat means pure being. And it is not limited being, because anything that is limited is unhappy. That's why you want to become more rich and more powerful. How much rich you want, business you want the whole of Brazil, you want the whole of South America, you want the whole of both America, whole world, sky, sun, moon, stars, even then you are not happy. Why is it that you have got such desires? Your power you want to expand to unlimitedness, your wealth you want to expand to unlimitedness, your being you want to expand to unlimitedness. Until that is achieved, you will not be happy. So man is unhappy. Man is unhappy because of a limited being. So spirituality, to come to the point again, is expansion of being. And whatever you do as an action is also a part of being. It is meant for expanding being. That is why they say karma yoga is a yoga by itself for God realization. You will be wondering what is the connection between karma and God. The connection is simple. Every kind of relationship with others is an attempt of the soul to come to a unity of being in a largeness which expands the entire infinitude. In this supreme being is called God. You call God supreme being because there is only one being. And all beings put together, many people sitting together is not one being. Just as I mentioned to you in the analogy, many sand particles put together do not make one sand particle. In the being of God, you merge as all drops merge in the ocean. So, in your attempt at being a spiritual being, you are not trying to establish a externalized relationship with things, because externality is abolished in the infinite. In the infinite there is no externality, it is universality. So we must make a distinction between universality and externality. And all our activities are externalized. And therefore, whatever be the success apparently, of our externalized actions, ultimately they are a failure. Unless these externalized activities are charged with the spiritual consciousness, which is the consciousness of the real unity of being. It is a single being that is working, ultimately. That is what our religions tell us, God working. When you say God works, it does not mean that somebody else is working. We have again a wrong notion of God also. God means somebody else. We make a distinction between God and world and man and all that. That is again due to the prejudice of space, time and cause. Why do you think that God is in the heavens and outside you, etc.? Because of space. You bring a spatial distinction between you and God also. So, the concept of God transcends the idea of space, time and cause. And that is the real being, inseparable from your being, inseparable from the beings of other people also. So that there can be only one being. And this consciousness of the totality of being, not merely an aggregate of particulars, but the real merger of being, that is the aim of spirituality. So this consciousness has to be manifest in your actions. So even when there is activity, somebody asks me, are you not disturbed and distracted when you are working? Some 2 days back, some visitors came to me, Swamiji, you are working so much. Are you not distracted in your meditation? I said, I am not working. If I am working, I will be distracted. I asked him one thing, question, what do you see? This is a table. Is this a desk or wood? I said, what is it? He said, it is a desk. I said, it is wood. Because desk is only a name that you give to a particular position of wood. A position of wood. The position is not a thing by itself. So, you cannot say that there is such a thing as desk. If only wood is there. The wood placed in a particular context is called as desk. Can you call a context or a position as a thing by itself? No. And I can place the same wood in another position, it becomes a cot. A third position, it becomes a chair, isn't it? So there is no such thing as chair, no such thing as table, no such thing as desk except the wood. So I said, I am also in my own humble way trying to see, no such thing as work exists, it is only consciousness that exists, just as wood only exists behind the table. He said, very difficult to understand this thing. I said, very difficult, what can I do? But once you become habituated to this way of thinking, all your activity becomes a manifestation of your being. You yourself are moving in your actions. Like the ocean moving through the waves. So you are not doing something external to you. So the karma cannot bind you. That karma which will not bind you is called karma yoga. When you yourself are the action, how can it bind you? Because you don't bind your own self. If it is something outside you, proceeding from you, through space and time, in respect of somebody else, so many confusions in the head, then it will react upon you. That is called the nemesis of karma. That is binding karma. It is very difficult, therefore, to even conceive what real spirituality is. I have only given an idea as to what real spirituality is. It is impossible to maintain even a consciousness of what spirituality is. Even the idea of it is impossible to entertain in the mind, let alone practice it. It will not enter the heads of people. And once it becomes a part of your natural way of thinking, you become a superman from that very moment. This is the aim of your life. Hari Om Tat Sat. God bless you.